So we spoke a couple of nights ago about some of the halachas of Chazaras Hashatz in honor of this week's parsha, when we about the avda b'chalavavchem, the hilchus tefila. So I just want to continue and talk about some more important halachas that are of essence that really everybody should chazar once a year, so that we do this now. One of those halachas that I want to discuss is the halacha of amen chatufa. The Gemara tells us that one has to recite amen after he says a bracha, but that amen has to be recited after the bracha is over. If a person recites the amen before the bracha is actually finished, before the chazan finishes saying the bracha, even if you say it just before the last word, that's called an amen chatufa, meaning you're chopping up the bracha, and that does not count for an amen. That's not the proper thing to do. They say in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that when he used to daven for the Amid Amar Shchodesh, so he made sure to do something which was different than what most people do in order to get himself out of this issue of amen chatufa, and that was the following. When we say at the end of Shmona Esrei, HaMavarech HaSamo Yisrael Basha, right, so everyone says Amen before the Chazan's finished. So Reb Shlomo Zalman was concerned that people are going to answer Amen before he was done the last bracha, so he used to say Bashalom. He didn't go with the regular Nusach that people draw out the last word because he was concerned about the Amen. So therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman, when he was the Chazan on Rosh Chodesh, he used to say HaMavarech HaSamo Yisrael Bashalom quickly in order that people should answer Amen after the bracha was done. They say in the name of the Vilna Gaon, I saw this in the comments at the bottom of the Maisa Rav, that the Vilna Gaon said the following, that there is a pasuk that we just said recently on Tisha B'Av, Tzion b'mar tivkev, Yerushalayim titen kola. So why are Tzion and Yerushalayim crying? Okay, so the pasuk on the pasuk is obviously what it means, that Yerushalayim and Tzion are crying because Klal Yisrael is in Golos and we're not taking care of Eretz Yisrael. However, the Vilna Gaon said, Al derech hamalitza, he said, there are two brachas in Shmona Esrei which cry each and every time they're recited. One is Hamachzer Shchinasa LeTzion, Tzion B'mar Tivke, and the second one is Yerushalayim Titen Kola. When we say Hapori Suka Shalom Aleinu Ve'Alkal Amo Yisrael Va'ayu Yerushalayim, those two brachas are crying. Said the Vilna Gaon, why are they crying? So he said, because Hamachzer Shchinasa LeTzion, everyone's always, before you get to the end of the bracha, everyone's already halfway through Modim Derabbanan. So they don't get to answer properly Amen on the bracha Hamachzer Shchinasa LeTzion. And similarly, when you get to Hapori Suka Shalom Va'ayu Yerushalayim, everyone's already halfway through Vashamru before you even get to say Amen after you recite the end of that bracha. So that was the melitza that the Vilna Gaon said. That's what the pasuk means. Tzion b'mar tivkev, Yerushalayim titen kola. These two brachas of Tzion and Yerushalayim are left out in the cold. They're not being responded to properly. They don't get a proper Amen, and that makes them feel bad. Whatever that means. But that's just something to keep in mind, that we have to answer Amen in the proper time, which means after the bracha is actually over. Now, the next issue we're going to discuss is, what about where the tzibur has to find themselves? Does everyone have to be in the same room, or can we have people standing in the hallway, as we always have? So are they actually going to be considered a chelik of the minyan or not? I guess it doesn't help, because they don't hear us now. But for those who have what to do with the people who are in the hallway, it's something important to keep in mind. So number one, the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Hilchos Tfila Simen Nunhei, says the following, Tzar Shiyu Kal HaAsar B'makam Echad, U'Shliach Tzibur Imahim. That's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch. If we only have 10 people, we need to have all those 10 people. In order to have a minyan, we need to have all those 10 people in one room. Now, what does it mean, one room? So, would you consider this one room because we have really one room that opens up into a hallway? Well, we could all see each other and we could all walk in from one room to the next. Says the Shulchan Aruch, absolutely not. It's only considered one room if it's really one room. But over here where we have a Tzuras HaPesach, although it opens up to each other, says the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah expounds upon this, that it's not considered one room unless we are all within one Tzuras HaPesach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies that statement of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says the following. Again, this is only talking about where we have exactly 10 people in a room. So we need to have all those 10 people counting for the minyan. They all must be in one room. Mishnah Berurah writes that that's even if the room is somehow built in a way that 5 people can only see 3 of the other people. All 10 people can see each other. The Shulchan Aruch says, even in that case, that's fine, because as long as they're all in one room under one Tzuras HaPesach, that is okay. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, let's say you have them in 2 separate rooms. Some of them are in here, some of them are in the hallway. We would not be able to be mitzdarev those 10 people to each other. Then Zok the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Va'afilu kishe'en delas b'neihem. That's what he qualifies, exactly our case. Even when the door is not closed in between them, even then when the doors are open, ve'ein ro'en zeh es zeh, ein mitzdarfin. If you have a situation like this, if people can't see each other, they're not mitzdarf, v'yesh machmir and afilu b'ro'en. Says the Mishnah Berurah, samar machmir, even if you could see straight in. If you're standing in the hallway and you're one of those 10 people, you are not going to be counted as the minion of 10 people. Then Zuck the Mishnah Berurah as follows. What if we already have a minion of 10 people in here? So we already started davening, we have a minion, but you have people who come late, and choose to daven in the hallway or choose to daven in the side room. What's the halach in such a case? Zakta Mishnah Berurah as follows. Yesh lehistapik im anashim hanimtza michutz lecheder beis hakneses. Zakta Mishnah Berurah. I'm not finding major bekiyas here. This is the Mishnah Berurah where it's supposed to be. In Ilchas Tvila. Zakta Mishnah Berurah. If I go into the hallway instead of joining the minyan inside the room where the beis hakneses is found, he's not sure im mitstarfim im atzibur im lav. Zakta Mishnah Berurah. Yes, they can answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, because even if somebody's outside and they hear Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, they're also able to answer. But the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not sure if it's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur for the Chevra that davens in the hallway. I don't know if they count for the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Yes, we have our minion. We have 10 people in here. We don't need them. But I'm not sure what was the point of them coming to Shul. There was absolutely no point in them coming to Shul according to one side of the Mishnah Berurah. And he quotes over there that the Mishkanos Yaakov, the Gra, the Chayyadam write, that yesh lehizar likanas lecheder shatzibur mispalalim bedafka, a person must try as hard as he can to come into the room where the tzibur is found, and they point out that it's very not convincing, it's not a convincing argument at all to assume that one is part of the tefillah b'tzibur if he davens in the hallway. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says this even in a case where we all see each other, where the doorways are open. Stam, if I have a person right here who's davening in the hallway, the Mishnah Berurah is masupik, and he quotes from all these achronim that it's a very convincing argument that you're not considered a part of the tefillah b'tzibur. May as well daven at home. Something for us to keep in mind. Now,
maybe there's 10, so they have their own tzibur, there's 10 people in the side room.
Yeah, but then they're not davening in Beis HaKnesses.
Oh, not in Beis HaKnesses. And then tefillah b'tzibur, they'll have 10 people.
What do you mean? But they're not saying Shmona, they're not saying Chazar Sashatz. So which leads us straight into the next shaila, and that is the following. We have a sugya of Baravam Hadras Melech. So let's see how Baravam Hadras Melech plays into some of these in Yanam as well. There are three different types, just by way of Hakdama. There are three different sugyas. Rav Asher Weiss once told me that he thinks that there are three different cases where we find categories of Baravam Hadras Melech, and each one has its own specific halachas, each one has its own ramifications, halacha, and we'll see as we go on. Number one, the first category of Baravam Hadras Melech is what we find in Psachim Daf Samach Dalit, as the Gemara tells us, when they were being makriv the Karban Pesach, so they had a whole line of Kohanim from the place where they were makriv until the Mizbeach, and each person was passing the blood to the next. Each Kohen was giving everybody else another chance to be involved in the Avodah. Yeah. No? Okay, so each person, not a problem. So each person was passing it on from one Kohen to the next, because the Gemara says, Baravam Hadras Melech, it's a beautiful thing that more people should be involved in one long mitzvah. So therefore, we pass it on from one to the next, and everybody has a little bit of a chelek in one big mitzvah. Similarly, we find the Gemara says in Yumad Av Chavav that the Kohanim who brought the Evarim up the ramp of the Mizbeach then handed it off to somebody else to actually be makarva on the Mizbeach, because why not spread the wealth? Why not have more people involved in the mitzvah of Hakravas HaKarban? So that is one category of Baravam Hadras Melech where we find that when you have a lot of components to a mitzvah, you should split that out, you should split it apart between a group of people, and have everybody take a little bit of a chelek of the greater mitzvah as a whole. So that's number one. This needs a lot of explanation. This needs a lot of explanation, la halacha, for the following reason. Just so happens to be in this week's parsha, we have a pasuk that says, Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom tishmerun laso. Zok Rashi, for anyone who did the Rashi already. So Rashi writes over here on this week's parsha, on that pasuk in Parsha Sekev, Rashi says, im ischalto b'mitzvah, Gemorosa, because the pasuk says, "Kol haMitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayom Tishmerun Lasos." You have to make sure that you actually do it. So Rashi says that that means, "In Mischalta Mitzvah, if you begin it, don't hand it off to somebody else. You should do the whole thing from beginning to end." The Das Gedim Mibalei Atosis in his Pirush on Chumash writes, "Where do you see that in this pasuk?" So he says, "Because it says Kol haMitzvah." So the Das Gedim explains that it means the entirety of the mitzvah Tishmerun Lasos. I have to do it from beginning to end. If you look in the Parag Zayin of the Mesilas Yesharim, he says, what's this all about? So he says, the same way we find a concept of Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. The Gemara Pesachim Dav Zayin tells us that Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs, Ve'ashkem Avrim HaBoker, he got up early in the morning, and he went quickly to go do the Bris Milah. That's why we try to do a Bris Milah early in the morning. And the Gemara says that this applies to other mitzvahs as well. So too says the Mesilas Yesharim, there's Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs, once I begin the mitzvah as well, that I should be zaris to finish it off and to do it properly, and not to hand it off to somebody else. So based on that principle, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, HaMispalel Slichos, the person who's the Shliach Tzibur for the Slichos, should be Mispalel the Tfilos for the rest of the day also. Why? Shulchan Aruch, the simple understanding, without any fancy Torahs, the simple explanation of the Shulchan Aruch is Hamaschal mitzvah omer lo gemar. The person who begins off the mitzvah by davening slichas for the amud should carry through the whole way. And in fact, the Magen Avraham writes, he overrides someone who is an avel, someone who is yartzei. That's what the Magen Avraham says. This din of hamaschal mitzvah omer lo gemar, when we tell and we encourage the person who davens slichas to daven the rest of the tefillas of the day, zok the Magen Avraham, that even overrides the person who's a chiyuv to daven on that day. So that is the mefurash halacha and shulchan aruch that we assume. That hamaschal b'mitzvah omer lo gemar. Well, if that's true, then what is the pshat? Ask the binyan shlomo, Rabbi Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, how do we explain what's going on here? Why is the gemara saying psachim that when we have a mitzvah bringing the karban pesach from the shchita to the mizbeach, why do we pass it off from one coin to the next? Why don't we say whichever coin is makabel adam should go run by himself and finish off the mitzvah on his own? That's a very interesting kasha. Now is not the time to get into the words, but that's something to think about. So that's category number one of Berovam Hadras Melech, where we have many people involved in one big mitzvah, and everyone's taking a little portion of the mitzvah. Category number two is the following. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, let's say you have a group of people sitting in a Beis Medrash, and now it's time to make Havdalah. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, what should he do? Should each person go ahead and make his own Havdalah? That will be much faster, because I can continue learning until Abdullah actually reaches my seat, then I'll make a quick Abdullah and move on. So the Gemara says that's the opinion of Beis Shammai, but Beis Hillel says no, everybody should stop learning for a few minutes, get quiet in the room, everybody will listen to one person make Abdullah and be motzi the whole room. Why? Says Beis Hillel, because Barov Am Hadras Melech. Since we have everybody who has to say Abdullah, everybody's mechuyev in the same mitzvah, so why not have one person recite the one mitzvah on behalf of everybody? That also constitutes a kiyum of Baravam Hadras Melech. Zok de Magen Avraham, two different places. Magen Avraham is in Tafresh Pei Tes, as well as Tafresh Tzadi, this is in Ilchas Purim. Magen Avraham says that Mevatlin, based on this Gemara, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that Baravam Hadras Melech, when you have a lot of people who have to do a mitzvah, best is to have one person do it on behalf of everybody. Says the Magen Avraham, that therefore, when it comes to Mikra Megillah on Pesach, on Purim night, so the Magen Avraham says, even though I'm a big masmid and I'm in yeshiva, I should leave yeshiva and come to the big shul. Why? I can go ahead and lay in Mikra Megillah in my little yeshiva, my little karla of 10 people there. What's the problem? It's Pursuma Nisa. No, says the Magen Avraham, because best is that we should have everybody come to one shul, and you see from that Gemara, even when it's at the expense of Bittul Talmud Torah, we would encourage a person to be Mevatel his Torah in order that he should have a Kiyum HaMitzvah of listening to one person recite the Kriyas HaMegillah on behalf of everyone. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says in Ochas Tefillah, Simen Tzadi, that if you have two shuls in a city, and one shul has just a little shtibel with 20 people in it, the other shul is a big shul, so the Mishnah Berurah says that one has to go out of his way and go to the bigger shul, because Berovam Hadras Melech dictates that you should go and be yotze, the Shliach Tzibur's Chazaras Hashatz, with more people in the room. That is considered a Berovam Hadras Melech. An interesting application of this is, the Menchas Chinuch writes in Hilchos Pesach, the Menchas Chinuch writes when he talks about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, that one can actually be Mekayim, his mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, with Shomea Ka'ona, which is a big chiddush of the Menchas Chinuch, and all the Acharonim talk about it, but when the Shulchan Aruch HaRav talks about this issue, he says he thinks that that's preferable, that's the best way to do it. Everybody should listen to the Gadol HaBayis, to the father of the house, or whoever's running the Seder. Everybody should listen to him, because Barov HaMadras Melech, that more people should be listening to one person reciting the Haggadah, that's the most proper way to be Mekayim the mitzvah. So this is category number two of Baravam Hadras Melech. Now, category number three is a very interesting application, and that is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin, tells us that when the Kohen Gadol used to recite the Kriyas HaParshiyos in the Beis HaMikdash, so we used to tell everybody to come and listen to the Kriyas HaTorah of the Kohen Gadol. What do you mean? It's his mitzvah. The mitzvah's on the Kohen Gadol. The mitzvah's not on Klal Yisrael. He's the only one being Mekayim the mitzvah. So why do we have more people coming? So the Gemara says Baravam Hadras Melech. So you see an interesting thing. Even when one person is doing his own mitzvah, let's say someone's making a bris milah, so it's a nice thing because of Barov HaMadras Melech, why not? More people should be in the room. In fact, the Medrash tells us that when they used to do the Ktziras HaOmer, when they used to cut down the Ktziras HaOmer, so it was the mitzvah on the Kohen who was cutting it, so the Medrash tells us over there in Vayikra, Parshas Emor, that they used to get all the communities that were anywhere near the Ktziras HaOmer to come out. Everybody would go away from work for a few hours, for some time, and everybody would come and watch, because the Gemara says, Barov HaMadras Melech, so the Medrash applies it to this as well, that's called a Kiyum in Barov HaMadras Melech. So we have these three different categories. So now we come to a situation like this. The Achronim have a discussion whether when a person finds himself in a Beis Knesses, and I decided I want to make a breakaway shul. So is that mutter to make a breakaway shul from a big shul? It's not a joke. So there's a shaila in the Achronim. This is something to take seriously. So if you look in the Ramah writes in Choshe Mishpat, Hilchos Shutfim Bekarka. Why is it in Choshe Mishpat? Because the Ramah over there is discussing what are people, what are neighbors mechuyev to pay for each other. Let's say we're all mechuyev to pay for a traffic light. So if you have one meshugana in the city who decides, I think we don't need traffic lights, so we go, the Gemara says, and the Ramah quotes this, we're allowed to force them to pay, we're allowed to force them to do certain things. So Zek the Ramah over here. Let's say you have a nice group of people who decide we want to make a breakaway shul. So we allowed to force other members of the community to help us pay for the shul, or for that matter, are we allowed to stop them? We're members of the big shul. Are we allowed to stop these people from breaking away? Says the Ramah, absolutely not. We have to allow them to go ahead and make their own breakaway. They could do whatever they want. And he says anyone who stops them is roi l'nazifa. Anyone who stops them from going ahead and opening their own little shtibel should be is going to have his own problems. It's not a good idea to stop them. Says the Magen Avraham, and generally the later Achronim Paskin like this Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says this is incorrect. He thinks the Ramah is not right lahalacha, and he thinks that since Barav HaMadras Melech dictates that we have to have one big shul with more people davening together, the Magen Avraham says they have no right to go ahead and make a breakaway shul. They have to daven in the big shul, and therefore we have every right to stop them. Now, the one caveat to this is, the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, let's say we're in a big fight and we happen not to get along, and every time I come to shul I'm sitting and screaming and yelling at the other guy, or it's just causing machlokes, it says the Chassam Sofer, obviously that doesn't apply. Let them break away. They always fight, they want to daven Ashkenaz, they fight, they want to daven Sephard, or whatever it is. People are fighting. So he says, obviously, Adif l'ispala b'yachin mi l'ispala b'cheras b'nei adam she'ein daita nocha himen. Says the Chassam Sofer, obviously, if you weigh out the options, and one option is to have a machlokas, the other option is everyone should get along, so everyone should get along, that's the better option. And the Chayyadam takes that a step further, and he says, if I daven in a shul where everybody's talking during davening, so best is, start your breakaway shul. If you're not comfortable staying in a shul where everybody's talking, so that's mutter in such a case. But without that, otherwise, assuming we're in a shul where everybody's behaving, everybody gets along and nobody's talking, as we said, nobody's allowed to talk during Chazaras HaShatz. So if then we're in that kind of shul, so then there absolutely is no heter, says the Magen Avraham and all these Achronim, there is no heter to make a breakaway shul. So what happens? So now we're not making a breakaway shul. What happens in our shul when we have a breakaway minyan? And no one would stop making a breakaway minyan for no reason just because the rabbi is going overtime. We would only make a breakaway minyan for Ma'ariv because there's another yahrzeit. Right? There's a real good reason why we're making a breakaway. So is that mutter to make a breakaway minyan just because somebody has yahrzeit? This is also a shaila in the later Achronim. So the Binyan Shlomo writes, he doesn't see what's wrong. As long as you have a minyan here, a minyan there, so let them break apart. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva that he says, even if two people have yahrzeit, obviously our shul has the minig like the Binyan Shlomo, and when two people have yahrzeit, two people are chiyuvim, obviously we tell people to go and accommodate the other bar chiyuva. But it's just interesting to note that Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that he doesn't think that's a good enough excuse. But Rav HaMadras Melech dictates that everybody has to stay in the same shul, everybody has to daven in one minyan, and you have no right to split up, even when it's a yahrzeit, even when someone has a chiyuv. What we take out of all this is that if it's not any sort of shas adchak, for example, there is no bar chiyuva, there's nobody who is mechuyev on his own, there's no yahrzeit, there's no other good reason, and stam people are davening, making a breakaway minyan in a side room. Number one, say the Achronim, you're not allowed to do that because it's not in a Beis HaKnesses, it doesn't have a Sefer Torah in it, so you don't have the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses if it doesn't have a Sefer Torah. Number two, the issue is, you're breaking away from the Rav HaMadras Melech, and the Achronim see no heter to do that unless there's a very good reason, possibly somebody who has yahrzeit. But without that, there doesn't seem to be a real heter to break away and have a small group of people making their own minyan. So this is just some of the halachas on Tefillah B'Tzibur. Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow night.